On a Friday night in Andale, Kansas, the six-time state champion Andale High School football team is off to another early lead. It's senior night. Everyone's wearing black and gold, and they're cheering on the Andale Indians. More than 20 Kansas high schools still have Native American mascots. Here in Andale, the Indian head logo is everywhere, on shirts, flags, uniforms, and scoreboards. The school newsletter is called Smoke Signals. The school store, the teepee. Even the town's water tower says Andale, home of the Indians. Over the past few years, a handful of Kansas schools have done away with Native American mascots, which critics say are vulgar and racist.
I find these things sad and horrific, and experiencing them also sad and horrific.
Olivia Brin represents the Iowa tribe of Kansas and Nebraska. She recently told state school board members that racist mascots affect students' self-esteem and can worsen depression.
But what we have the opportunity here today to do is to change that for all of us and actually be leaders.
An advisory group wants the Kansas Board of Education to recommend an end to Native American mascots statewide. Kansas State University professor Alex Redcorn says mascots that portray Native Americans as savages hurt not only students at those schools, but anyone who competes against them.
I've been in schools where you're playing the Indians, and so it's homecoming week, and all the pep assembly stuff's out, and you got Scalp the Indians on the pep assembly signage. Stuff like that really is school-sanctioned bullying.
The question is whether state leaders have any real sway on the issue. Local schools and districts make decisions on mascots, as Andale Superintendent Mindy Bruce is quick to point out.
The state board doesn't have authority to make a change happen. They just have the authority to make a recommendation.
But those pushing for change say offensive mascots create a hostile learning environment, which goes against state guidelines on student well-being. And they argue that state officials have more power than they're putting to use. The State Department of Education could, for instance, even use accreditation to pressure schools to eliminate racist imagery. In Wichita, critics tried for decades to get North High School to change its mascot, which was a racial slur. Last year, the Wichita School Board voted to ditch it.
This is a move that will heal some wounds, will start the process of healing some wounds.
Dal Dombo heads the Indian Education Program for Wichita Schools. He says the battle over North High's mascot came down to pressure from Native American students and parents.
The overwhelming majority wanted a change, or at least to be heard.
Now several state board members, including Betty Arnold of Wichita, say all schools should do away with offensive mascots.
There are so many people that have just not stopped to think about what this is saying to someone else, how this is hurting someone else. And ignorance is not an excuse.
Mindy Bruce, the Andale superintendent, says no one on her school board has raised concerns about the mascot. She says she'll wait for clear direction from state leaders.
I try not to get ahead of it until it's something factual and in place, because we've all known over the past years how things can take five different turns. So I've just learned to wait until things are in place and then go from there.
The Kansas Board of Education is expected to vote on the issue at its November meeting. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.